Terrible as that sight was to behold, though, it was nothing compared to the sound of the moaning and the wailing coming from those that weren't dead yet. General Burnside would not admit defeat, so there was no flag of truce to allow the able-bodied to bear the wounded off the field, and by the second day, their cries were pitiable indeed. Long about 2 o'clock that afternoon, into my house bursts this young soldier. The stripes on his shoulder told me he was a sergeant, but his face told me he wasn't much more than 19, 20 years old. He looked all agitated, fit to be tied. He saluted General Kershaw, and he said, "General, I can't stand it anymore." And he asked permission to go out there and give them poor wretches some water. Kershaw didn't answer right away, just looked hard at that boy, blinked a couple of times. Finally, he said, "Sergeant, you know you'll get a bullet in your head as soon as you step up out of the road and over that stone wall." And that boy, Kirkland was his name, Sergeant Richard Kirkland, of the 2nd South Carolina Volunteers, he said, "Yes, sir, I know that, but if you will let me go, I am willing to try it." Kershaw said he oughtn't to allow something so foolhardy and dangerous, but how could he say no to such a brave and noble request? "Go on ahead," he said to the boy. He says, "Trusting that God may protect you, you may go." We heard Kirkland's boots get halfway down the stairs, and then he hesitated. I wondered if he had lost his resolve and was changing his mind. But back up to the general he went and asked, could he wave a white handkerchief in front of him? The general says, "No, Kirkland, I can't allow that." "All right, sir," says Kirkland, "I'll take the chances." Then we watched that fool boy from South Carolina gather all the canteens he could carry. He filled them up right here at the well house, slung them over his neck and around his shoulders, and then he stepped over this stone wall into the sights of 1,000 Yankee rifles aimed straight at him. But not one of them fired. Instead, all the shooting stopped, and we watched Kirkland run from soldier to wounded soldier. He knelt down at their side and lifted their heads so as they could drink the water he brought them. Then he took and pillowed their heads with their knapsacks so as they could breathe better. He covered them up good with their overcoats on that frozen ground. And lastly, he swapped out the Yankees' empty canteen with one of his full ones. Now, when the Yankees saw clear that this fellow was helping their wounded, not filching their dead, a cheer rose up, first from the northern troops and then from the Confederates, and they cheered him on until his water supply gave out. He ran back to the well house to fill up the empty canteens, and the shooting started up again. But as soon as he stepped over the wall and onto the field with more water, they left off their shooting and took to cheering once more. So for better than an hour, he went back and forth, until he had seen to every wounded soldier on that field. I don't know which side gave him his new name, the Yankees or us. It just blew like a soft breeze across the battlefield, the angel of Marie's Heights. That's what they called Richard Kirkland from that day on, and that's how he's remembered. He got through the Battle of Gettysburg unhurt, I'm told, but he didn't make it home from Chickamauga in September of 63, just a short 9 months later. He was still one of the lucky ones, I reckon, shot and killed, over and done with, in a matter of minutes. I believe the Lord looked out for him. I have to tell you, my heart swells with pride when I think of the bravery and compassion of that boy. To this day it brings tears to my eyes, but beneath the pride, I feel a shiver of horror, knowing that there dwells within one and the same human breast a heart that's willing to kill for a cherished belief, willing to see a fellow creature as mortal enemy. And then when that enemy is crying out in the agony of death, the same heart that dealt the death blow can move to tenderness and compassion. I don't understand the nobility of men. I confess, I am purely mystified.